Hi, welcome to the Travel Advice Show. You can listen to all our shows at traveladviceshow.com, and also you can email us at show@traveladviceshow.com. And today's December 31st. I would like to introduce my co-host, Jerry. I'm Chris Newton, one of the co-hosts. And Jerry, how are you doing, Jerry?
Fantastic. How are you?
Oh, doing great. I'm really looking forward to this show. Would you like to introduce our topic today and our guest today?
I would. We're very, very excited about having Jim Smith, who is the founder and president of Coda International Tours, which is one of the premium and premier gay and lesbian travel companies in the world. And if you get a chance to look at their website, it's truly a phenomenal experience. Welcome, Jim. We're thrilled to have you with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Yeah,
I'm very happy to be invited to be on the show. It's very exciting, and I hope that we can get a lot of good information out to the world.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I want to start out asking a question. What is your background, and what got you interested in starting Coda?
Well, that's... it
your
can be a
background?
Long story, or it can be a short story.
Well, we have all the time in the world.
I've been in the travel business actually since the late 70s when I got out of university. And I started as an international tour manager and cruise director, which I was through most of the 80s. And I was for a good part of my career, I worked for a company in New York that specializes in affinity travel, travel for museum groups and university alumni groups. They specialize in trips for Smithsonian Institution, National Geographic, Harvard alumni, and those types of institutions. I worked with them as a cruise director and expedition leader and as a vice president of operations and international arrangements for 16 years, and I had the opportunity to literally scour the world, taking groups around the world and also doing a lot of independent travel research for the company. So I got a very strong background in travel itself, and when in the 1990s, the gay travel niche began to emerge in the travel industry, and I thought that was something that I could probably take off on my own and run with. So I did, and started Coda in 1998, and we're going to celebrate our 10th year anniversary next year.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
Well, I know as I've known about your company for quite a few years. We recommend it on Travel Advice, the company that I have. But basically, looking at your new website, it is truly one of the most professional, tasteful, phenomenal websites I have ever seen in the travel or any other industry. It makes you want to travel. And you should be congratulated publicly on that, because it is absolutely phenomenal.
Well, I thank you very much. That's very kind. And this actually is a second generation of our website. We just launched this website in September. I have a strong belief that image in the travel industry is extremely important, and we put a lot of effort and money into creating a good image for the company. Our Coda actually specializes in high-end travel for the gay and lesbian market, although we're not exclusively high-end travel, but that is really where most of our market is. And we think it's very important to reach that market in the most sophisticated manner that we can.
Right. And you go all over the world. It's amazing the destinations that are listed there. Did you come out with the destinations first, or did you find market first? I mean, did people start saying, why don't we go to West Africa, or do this or that, or did you just come up with the tours and people bought them? How did you get the destinations? Is it fabulous?
Well, the destinations really come from a variety of sources. I mean, first and foremost, they come from my personal travel experience, which is so extensive, and my staff's travel experience is also equally extensive, because my staff also comes from a background of international tour management and cruise directing. We begin primarily with destinations that we're intimately knowledgeable about and comfortable with, and think that they would have appeal for the gay market, or for any market for that matter. And personal experience is number one. Secondly, of course, we follow travel trends, and we tend to specialize in more exotic destinations, because our travelers are quite sophisticated travelers and well-traveled people, and they're not really looking at COTA to make arrangements for travel to the Caribbean or someplace where they could easily make their own travel arrangements. So we try to offer destinations where people are less comfortable making those arrangements on their own, such as China or India or Bhutan or places in Africa, and other more far-flung exotic destinations. So we choose the destinations, you know, based on what we feel is popular for the moment and where our clients are interested in going.
Nice. Hey, hi, Jim. Do you have any new trips coming up for 2008 at all, or in the next?
Every year we offer new destinations, because we have a very high level of repeat clientele. I would say about 60% of any given tour is with repeat clients. So we're constantly developing and offering new destinations. For 2008, we have a new trip to Brazil, which includes really focuses on Bahia and the Amazon, which we have not offered before. And we're back in West Africa in Mali, which we have offered in the past, but we haven't had that tour on our books for the last couple of years. Quite a few new destinations for 2008. Nicaragua, for instance, is a new destination. I'm saying Nicaragua is also a new destination that we're trying to encourage people to go to.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. Do you ever have any problems with the countries you go to? Because I do know that some countries, either it's illegal or not recommended for gay and lesbians. Do you ever have a problem such as that as you travel around? Critical problems?
As a short answer, we don't have any problems.
That's good.
Safety is an issue is probably the number one concern with the gay traveler. The perception that there are countries in the world that do not want gay travelers, in our opinion, is completely false. There are countries that, of course, have laws against homosexuality. I mean, this country has not been that good with the laws until fairly recently, but we don't choose our destinations based on whether we feel that they are specifically gay friendly or not, because Again, our groups tend to be between 6 and 12 people, sometimes as many as 15 people, but very small groups as a general rule. The general profile of our client is between 40 and 70 years old. It's a mix of singles and couples. And when we go to a destination, whether we're going to Syria, where we go, we're not going right now, but where we have gone several times in the past, we go regularly to Egypt and other destinations in the Middle East. When we go to these destinations and we walk into a restaurant or a hotel, nobody has really any clue why we're there. As far as they're
concerned,
we're a group of men and traveling together. And it's our purpose is not really to look at the world for we're not going to party in these countries. We're not going to specifically discover the gay nightlife in these countries. It is really more about the destination and learning about the countries and the cultures for us. And so we don't have any problems whatsoever wherever we travel.
Let me ask another question about your company, because, again, I'm very impressed with it. You mentioned that you have an average of maybe 6 to 12 on a trip. Do you find in having that size group, is there a reason you chose that? Is there a maximum? Is there a reason you chose that number?
Well, the gay travel market actually is, and the high-end gay travel market is actually a pretty small market. I mean, if you take the figures that are generally believed, there are about 10% of the population is gay. And if you then narrow that down to those who travel and those who travel on high-end trips and those who travel on high-end group trips, I mean, you get down to a fairly small market. We would be very happy to have larger groups, but it seems to be the size of groups that we can attract and we can operate the trips on those numbers. So we're happy to do so. It allows us to give a much more hands-on service, personalized service. Our trips are escorted by one of us from the office. And so we can get to know everyone personally. It's a very personalized service.
Do you ever do individual trips? Say if one or two people wanted to go, would you book a trip for them?
Yes, we do. About 20% of our business is customized travel for individuals or couples or small groups. Because we have extensive knowledge of the entire world, you know, and have contacts around the world, we have it's very easy for us to be able to consult and arrange travel for people wherever they want to go. And add to that the fact that we're an out company all over the world to all of our suppliers around the world. We can assure a better safety, if you will, for our travelers in destinations where otherwise they might feel a little less secure. Because we know our suppliers, we know our guides, we know who's going to be handling them around the world.
Excellent. Also, I would like to ask, on your tours and on your trips, is there a time that you recommend in advance that people make reservations and put deposits down? I know the earlier the better, but do you sell out really fast on most of your tours, like 6 months in advance, 8 months, or 3 months?
Well, I wish I could say yes, we do on all of them, but You know, the travel or the gay travel market is, has its peculiarities. And I would say that one of them is that it's a market, where, the traveler has, generally more ability or flexibility to make last minute decisions, usually, gay couples are not concerned about, you know, getting the kids, time off at school or, you know, that sort of thing. So they don't have these concerns that, a lot of straight travelers do. So, they have the ability to make a last minute decision, and a lot of them do make last minute decisions. We sell our trips at least 1 year in advance, and we always get a certain amount of bookings very far out, and but we also get a lot of bookings very close in. So I can't really say that we have any particular time when the trips sell out. I would say usually by a couple of months prior to departure, we have a pretty good idea of how the trip is doing.
Okay. And so they could book up until, if there's no space, until they couldn't get visas anymore, basically?
Right, yeah. We can always get people on trips even very last minute. I mean, and of course we work with, visa services that do an excellent job, and we will take a booking as late as we can possibly get them on an airplane and get their passport ready and get them over there.
And I also want to ask, are there favorite destinations of your tours? I mean, are there tours that are considered the most popular or favorite?
Well, there are, of course, and I don't know that it has anything really to do with it being a gay company. I think it more follows the trends of the general travel market. India is very popular right now. China is doing very well now, I would imagine, because of all the anticipation of the Olympics next year. Peru always does well for us. African safaris are popular. And we do a lot of work in Asia. Vietnam, Cambodia is a big destination for us, and Laos is now has increased interest. We also have excellent trips to Myanmar and Indonesia, but they're a little bit Myanmar, of course, is slow right now, but we think that it will come back next year. And Indonesia, we're trying to rebuild the interest in going to Indonesia because it's such a fabulous destination. Yes, it's one of my favorites, if not my favorite destination in the world, actually. Of course, you know, as far as gay destinations, I mean, we don't really feel there are any particular gay destinations in the world, but if Buenos Aires and Argentina in general is a very popular destination with gay travelers, of course, Australia. But we our trends for our travelers generally follow what might be popular among the general populace. What I might mention in terms of what's special about or slightly different about working with the gay market and gay travel in general might be the concerns that we hear from the gay traveler before he or she makes a decision about traveling. I mentioned already that safety is probably the number one concern, but also we have a different challenge that the general tour operator or travel agent doesn't have with the general market, which is a process of education for our travelers. We need to educate our travelers that traveling with 6 or 12 gay men and women to destinations around the world is not going to be uncomfortable or embarrassing or frightening situation. And that's a lot of our travelers are concerned about that. Our travelers, as I somewhat mentioned earlier, are a very sophisticated group of people. They tend to be very much from the same socioeconomic group. And their main destination is, or their main interest is the destination where we're going. Mm-hmm. And I would say that secondly, their interest is in the fact that they are traveling with other gay people. We offer gay travel as much for the comfort level of being able to be ourselves while we're traveling and, you know, have the kind of conversations at dinner that we want to have and make the type of jokes that we want to make on the buses and that sort of thing, as much as anything else. I mean, that's really the whole beauty of traveling with like-minded people. But we have to go through this process of education with a lot of our clients, and particularly the older generation, those in their 60s and 70s, who haven't been able to be themselves and out in for most of their lives. So we need to often help them along in being comfortable with the idea of traveling with other gay people.
Well, Jim, we're thrilled to have you on today, and your company is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And we thank you very much for being our guest today. And
yeah.
Would you please give us your website and how they can contact you?
Yes, of course, I'd love to. And I appreciate the opportunity to be on the show, and I hope that you know, we find an audience that's interested in what we have had to say today. Our toll-free number is 888-677-2632, and we're on the East Coast in Palm Beach County, Florida. And our website is www.coda-tours.com.